Dear God, I thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
As we study, help us to see how you worked through the early church.
当我们学习的时候，求你让我们看到你是如何通过初期教会来做工的。
To see how your spirit empowered the early Christians.
求你让我们看到你的圣灵是如何赐给早期教会信徒能力的。
And help us to seek your power in our work today.
也求你真的是让我们看到你在我们生命中工作中的能力。
As we see you work in our churches and in our lives today.
就让我们看到，就在当你在我们教会，在我们生命中来工作。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求， Amen.
Let me begin by giving you the homework.
我先给大家一个家庭作业。
And to tell you that it will be 2 weeks until our next class.
所以我们下个星期没有课，要再过一星期才有课。
Next week I have to be away.
下个星期我不在，我必须要不能参加。
So if you can share the PowerPoint, 2 weeks from now you will be reading the book of Romans.
再过两个星期呢，你们要看这个罗马书。
Please remember that gospel, the word gospel means good news.
请你记住，这个福音就意味着好消息。
And so, as you read, look for what is the gospel in Romans.
所以呢，当你读的时候，请你就是找出来说，在罗马书里福音意味着什么。
And how does this gospel affect our daily life as Christians?
作为这个福音是如何影响我们的日常生活的。
So you will have 2 weeks to read Romans.
所以你有两个的星期的时间来读罗马书。
And to think about that question.
然后来思想这个问题。
Now, before we look at Acts itself, I put a group of pictures to ask you a question about the church.
当我们开始这个读这个使徒行传的开始的时候，我给放了一个照片。
Some people think of the church like Disney World.
有的人觉得教会就像那个迪士尼乐园。
Something that is a good show.
是一个很好的表演。
Professional music.
然后呢，很专业的音乐。
Very entertaining.
然后让人很有娱乐性。
But does not really require any change in our life.
但是不需要我们的生活，我们的生命有任何改变。
We go on Sunday and watch the show and then we go on with our life.
然后呢，我们星期天就是去这个教会，然后我们就看这个表演，然后我们该怎么过还怎么过。
Some people think of the church like a museum.
有的人呢，觉得教会就像是一个博物馆。
They hold to traditions.
他们就是持守他们的传统。
They go to watch the production.
然后他们就看这个博物馆里所陈列的产品。这个展品。
But there is very little personal response.
但是呢，不需要你个人有什么反应。
The preacher is up front doing his presentation, we are in the back listening.
然后呢，那个牧师就在台上做他的演讲，然后我们就坐在那儿听他的演讲，听。
Now the third one is better than the first two, I think.
这第三个呢，我觉得比头两个都好一些。
The church is a hospital.
教会呢是一个医院。
It meets the needs of people.
所以呢，它就满足人的需要。
It helps those who are in trouble.
它就帮助那些有麻烦、有问题，就是需要帮助的人。
And that is better than just a museum or Disneyland.
所以那肯定是要比博物馆或者是迪士尼乐园要好一些。
But if that is the only purpose of the church, we will find that people leave as soon as they are healed.
然后呢，如果那个是教会唯一的这个作用，就是功用的话，那我们就发现了，当这些人他好了之后呢，他就离开医院了。
As soon as their problem is fixed, they will move on.
一旦他们的问题得到解决，他们就继续他们的生活。
Because no one goes to a hospital to live.
因为没有人会住在医院里面，就把那个医院当家。
At least if you are like me, you want to get out as soon as possible.
如果你像我一样，你到了医院，如果你只要一好，你就要赶快出院。
Acts 2 and Ephesians 4.
在以佛说。
Shows the church like the last picture on this slide.
在使徒行传第二章跟以弗所第四章就显示教会实际上是像最后的一章。
They are serving the needs of a community.
他们在服侍这个社区的需要。
They are not just in the church building, they are out in the community.
他们不单单是在教堂里，他们也在社区里。
But they are also talking to the people.
然后他们也跟这个来的人谈话交谈。
And I pick this picture because you see that all of the church members have on the red shirts, there is a sense of identity, of community, of oneness.
然后呢你可以看到里面这个所有教会的人他都穿着那个红色的那个 T 恤。然后呢这个 T 恤衫就表示他们有一种合一他们是属于一体的这样一个表示。
Acts gives us a picture of the church.
然后使徒行传就给了我们一个教会的图像。
But before we look at its picture of the church, I want to give you this caution.
在我们看到这个给你这个当时初期教会的图像的时候，我要先给大家一个警告。
I think there are two mistakes that we can make when we read the book of Acts.
当我们读使徒行传的时候，有时候我们有可能会犯两种错误。
One is to say, that was 2,000 years ago and it has nothing to do with us today.
一种就是说、哦、这个是2000年以前的事情跟我们现在没什么关系。
With that mistake, we ignore what God did then and we don't expect him to do anything like that today.
所以呢如果这样想的话我们就会忽略神在2000年所做的我们也不会期待他在今天行任何事。
But the other mistake is to say, okay, this is what they did in the book of Acts, we must do the same today.
然后另外一种错误就是说、哦、这是他们在使徒行传里 当时的教会是这样行的所以我们今天也应该做一模一样的事。
One of the things I think is very important as we begin Acts is to realize that in every generation, God works in different ways.
当我们读这个开始来学习使徒行传的时候我们要意识到在每一个世代神的这个行事方式是不同的。
His purpose doesn't change, but how he accomplishes that purpose changes.
神的心意神的这个目的呢是不改变的但是他如何来成就他的目的的这种方式这种行事方式是可以改变的。
So if you move to the next slide,
我们到下一张幻灯片。
Acts gives us the purpose.
使徒行传给了我们神的这个目的这个心意是什么
Go into all the world.
说去到全世界
But how we accomplish that changes from time to time.
但是我们如何来成就这个目的就是来施行这个目的呢是在改变的这种方式在改变的。
So do not take Acts as a law book that says this is the only way to do it.
所以不要把使徒行传就看成是律法书，这个就是认为说这就是你一定要照着这种方式来做。
I have heard people teach that imply that if we have the Holy Spirit like they did, everything will be the same as in Acts.
然后我就听到有人就教导说就是他的暗示就是在说如果我们像初期教会像使徒行传里的基督徒那样被圣灵充满就是有圣灵那我们应该做同样的事就像使徒行传里的。
The reason I say that it will change from time to time.
就是我是之所以是说神这个行事的方式是随着每个世代随着时间是不同的原因在于。
Is because even in the book of Acts, it changed.
就是因为在即使在使徒行传里我们看到这种行事方式也在改变。
So at the beginning of the book of Acts,
所以在使徒行传刚开始的时候
the center of the church is Jerusalem.
教会的中心是在耶路撒冷。
If you have questions, you go to Jerusalem for the answer.
如果你有教会里有问题呢，你就要到耶路撒冷去寻求答案。
And if you want to become a Christian, you are either a Jew or you are a Gentile who acts like a Jew, who follows the laws of the Jews.
如果你要成为基督徒，你或者是犹太人，或者是你是跟随犹太律法的外邦人。
And so in Acts 2, yes, we have people from many different countries who have come there.
所以呢，在《使徒行传》第二章呢，我们有很多的人是从不同的地区和国家来到耶路撒冷。
But the vast majority of them are Jews from those countries.
但是他在这个其中人群的大部分人都是从那些国家，从别国来的犹太人。
We know this because they're in Jerusalem for a Jewish holiday.
因为他们那天来到耶路撒冷的目的是为了一个犹太人的节日，节期。
Pentecost was first an Old Testament Jewish festival.
五旬节本身刚开始呢，其实是旧约的一个犹太人的节期。
And so, at the beginning of Acts, the center of the church is Jerusalem. The Christians are Jewish or Gentiles who are practicing following Jewish law.
所以呢，在刚开始的时候呢，教会的主要成员或者是犹太人，或者是就是跟随犹太律法，就是按犹太律法来生活的外邦人。
But by the middle of the book of Acts,
但是到了《使徒行传》的这个这本书的中间的时候
，we have moved about 15 years.
然后这时候往前已经过了15年。
And now the primary church, the center of activity, is in Antioch.
现在呢，教会的中心就到了安提阿。
And there are many, many Gentile believers.
在那个安提阿教会有很多很多外邦人的信徒。
And 20 years after that, there will be far more Gentile believers than Jewish believers.
然后再过二十年呢，这个外邦人的信徒的人数就远远超过了犹太人信徒的人数。
So in every generation, how the church accomplishes this purpose of going into all the world changes.
所以呢，在每个时代，教会是如何来完成成就，就是要去到全世界这样一个目的呢？这种方式是在改变。
Now, if you will go to slide 5, just a bit of background. The author is Luke.
I think it's 4. Let me see. Okay, 5.
Oh, okay, my mistake.
No, 5. Anyway, 使徒行传的作者是路加。You are right. It's 5.
If you turn to Acts chapter 1,
如果我们到使徒行传翻到第一章的话
Luke tells us in the first book, that was the Gospel of Luke.
路加提到了前书，那个前书就是指路加福音。
In the first book, O Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach.
提阿非罗啊，我已经做了前书，论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的。
Until the day when he was taken up.
直到他被接上升的日子。
And now, Luke picks up the story then and continues it.
然后路加从那个时候开始就讲后边所发生的故事。
So this is the sequel to the Gospel of Luke.
所以这个相当于是路加福音的后传。
And its purpose is to show how the Gospel spread, how the Christian faith spread around the world.
他的目的是为了要显示，就是福音是如何传遍这个世界的。
Starting in one little room.
是从一个小小的房间开始。
And moving from there to influence the whole world.
然后从那儿开始就开始影响整个世界。
The date of the book is sometime in the early 60s.
这个日期大概是公元年60年代早期。
We know that because the book ends when Paul is under house arrest, and that happened in the early 60s.
我们之所以知道这个，是因为是保罗，就是被软禁，在罗马被软禁，大概是60年早期。那这个路加福音，使徒行传已经结束于那个最后结束的时候，就是保罗被软禁。
And for me, I believe the key verse is in chapter 1, verse 8.
所以对我来讲，这个使徒行传的关键最重要的经文就是一章八节。
It gives us the foundation of the book.
它就给了我们这本书的这个基础。
It shows us that the focus of the book is not on the apostles, but is on the Holy Spirit.
它就向我们显示说这本书卷的它的中心这个重点是在于不是在于圣灵而不是使徒。
And it really gives us an outline for the book.
它也给了我们这个书这本书卷的大纲。
Just before verse 8,
在第八节之前,
the disciples say to him, to Jesus,
就,
now that he is risen from the dead,
他们因为耶稣已经从死里复活,门徒就聚集问耶稣说,
will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?
主啊,你复兴以色列国就在这时候吗?
Before the arrest and crucifixion, they were expecting Jesus to set up an earthly political kingdom.
在主耶稣上十字架受死复活之前,他们期待耶稣在地上建立一个政治这样的一个政治性的地理上的一个王国强国。
Instead, he is arrested and crucified.
但是呢,主耶稣确实被抓,然后被钉十字架。
And their hopes of a kingdom are crushed.
然后他们对一个地上的,对一个王国的这种盼望呢,就彻底被粉碎了。
But after the resurrection,
但是在主耶稣复活之后,
they think, ah,now he will set up the kingdom.
他说哦，现在神就主耶稣就要开始建立他的王国了。
Now we get to be powerful.
现在我们就会大有能力了。
Lord, will you now restore the kingdom to Israel?
你复兴以色列国就是这个时候吗？
And Jesus says, it's not for you to know the times or seasons.
主耶稣对他们说，这个日期不是你们所可以知道的。
You leave that to the Father.
你把这个就是留给父神。
But then he says in verse 8, this is your job.
但是第八节他就告诉他说，这是你们的工作。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
So they are to wait in Jerusalem until the Holy Spirit has given them power.
所以他们要等候在耶路撒冷直到圣灵给他们能力。
And the second thing, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, to the end of the earth.
第二点就是你们必要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
And if you go to the next slide, you see that that's really the outline, the structure,of the book of Acts.
所以你再往下一个幻灯片看，其实这就是《使徒行传》这本书的结构。
The book begins focused in Jerusalem.
这本书的最刚开始的部分呢，是集中描述在耶路撒冷。
In the middle of the book, they begin to move outside of Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria.
然后在这个书的中间部分呢，这些门徒、基督徒呢，就开始挪到了这个犹太外边的耶路撒冷，犹太外面的撒玛利亚。
And then, the last half of the book is going to the ends of the earth.
最后呢，就是讲到说福音传到地极。
Now you might say, wait a minute.
你说等一下。
The end of Acts only goes to Rome.
这个使徒行传结束的时候，这个福音只是传到罗马呀。
That's not the ends of the earth.
那个不是地极。
You are right.
你是对的。
But the gospel coming to Rome, the center of the empire, was the point at which it can now go from there everywhere.
然后这个福音传到了罗马，是当时帝国的中心。那就意味着从那个罗马的帝国的中心呢，它这个福音可以再传到别的地方，世界别的地方。
And you read from, when you read history from the end of the book of Acts,
你如果读历史，你从这个《使徒行传》的结束的时候开始读。
At the end of the book of Acts, Caesar is killing Christians.
在《使徒行传》的这个结束的时候，你就发现那个凯撒在杀害基督徒。
But 250 years later, Caesar will profess to be a Christian.
但是过了250年，当时的皇帝这个凯撒皇帝就会承认说他是基督徒。
From Rome, the gospel goes to the ends of the earth.
所以从罗马这个福音就传到了全世界，传到了地极。
Acts is very much like Luke, a lot of historical details.
使徒行传很像路加，有很多历史上的历史性的细节。
Many names.
有很多名字。
If you were to read Greek, you would find that Luke is the most beautiful Greek in the New Testament.
如果你是会读这个希腊语的话，懂希腊语的话，你就可以发现这个路加他的这个文风格是新约里边最美、最优美的这个有希腊文。
He is the most educated writer.
他是这个里边教育。
He and Paul.
他不是他，就是他和保罗是受教育程度最高的这样一个学者。
But in terms of his style of writing,
但是他的写作风格呢？
He uses 400 words in Acts that are not used anywhere else in the New Testament.
他用了400个罕用语，就是说他用了这个词呢，只有在使徒行传里出现过，没有在新约任何别的地方出现过。
And he's very, very careful.
他写作呢，非常的仔细小心。
He uses terms that are very precise.
他所用的这个词语都很精确。
One example that I like is that in Acts chapter 17,
然后一个我很喜欢的例子就是在《使徒行传》第十七章。
He calls the leaders in the city of Thessalonica a term called Polycarp.
他用了一个词叫做地方官来形容当地的长官，就在帖撒罗尼迦这个城市当的长官。
It's a word that no one else uses.
这个地方官这个词呢是没有别的地方用过出现过。
And if you read old commentaries about Acts, it will often say Luke must have just made up this word.
如果你读那个早期就是古老的这个使徒行传的注释书，他们就会说这个词从来没有在别的地方出现过，肯定是路加自己编出来的。
But just maybe 50 years ago,
但是大约也就是50年之前，
archaeologists were doing digging in the ancient city of Thessalonica.
然后呢，考古学家就在古代的这个帖撒罗尼迦的遗址上在那里挖掘。
And they found engravings of the political officials.
然后他们就发现有一个石碑呢，上面有这个铭刻，就是记录了当时的这些政治上的人物。
And one of the leaders' position titles was Polycarp.
然后他们其中有一个政治人物，他的头衔，他当时他的那个官衔就称为是地方官。
Apparently, no other city used that title, but Thessalonica did, and Luke knew it. He was very careful.
但是很明显的，就是说没有别的城市呢用这个特别用这个词语来这个官衔来形容他们的地方长官。但是路加知道，他就很小心的用这个词来描绘他。
Now for my talk about the book of Acts.
然后我们讲《使徒行传》。
I'm not going to go through by any means chapter by chapter or even an outline.
所以呢，我没有办法就是说一章一章的过，或者是说把这个整个大纲过一遍。
Instead, what I want to do is give you a little bit of background for when you are reading the book of Acts.
所以我就是说想要给你一些使徒行传的背景，这样当你读的时候会有帮助。
How do you read this big book and get the most out of it?
你如何来读这本这么长的书卷，然后从里边学习到很多呢？吸收很多呢？
And I'm going to point to two things.
然后我会指出来两件事。
First of all, slide 8, I believe it is.
Yeah. 第一个是第八章幻灯片。
When you read, take time for the sermons.
当你读的时候呢，就花时间在这个《使徒行传》中的讲章中。
Now, this is a history book.
这是一本历史书卷。
And if you are like me, sometimes when you're reading a history book and you come to a long speech, you just skip over it.
如果你像我，你读历史书卷，你突然来到了一个很长的讲章，就是一个或者演讲，我可能就会跳过去。
You want to focus on what are the people doing, not what are they saying.
你的关注点是说这些人到底他们行动了什么，做了什么，而不是他们说了什么。
When you read Acts, please don't make that mistake.
但是读《使徒行传》的时候，不要犯这个错误。
Because the sermons tell us, there are 20 sermons in Acts, and they tell us what was important to the early church.
这个《使徒行传》中记载了20个讲章，那他们就告诉我们说，对早期教会呢，到底什么是重要的？所以
When I used to teach at the Bible College,
当我在圣经学院教书的时候,
I would tell the ministerial students, learn the sermons in Acts and then preach that way.
然后呢，我就会告诉那种学教牧学的学生说，你就是把那个《使徒行传》中的讲章好好的学，然后按照他们的那种方式、那种结构来讲道。
I would tell them when Peter preached, 3,000 people were converted. His sermon is better than yours.
然后我就告诉他们说，彼得讲道的时候有3000人信主，所以他的讲道肯定比你的讲道要好。
But seriously, these sermons show us what's important in the early church.
但是很认真的就是说，确实是这些讲章向我们展示了在初期教会中到底什么是重要的。
One of the things you will see is this.
你所要看到的一件事就是
The early church sermons put a great emphasis on what happened in the Old Testament.
早期教会它有一个很，这些讲章中一个很大的强重点就是在旧约中发生了什么。
That Jesus is the fulfillment of all that happened.
主耶稣就是对这个旧约的一个应验。
And then that we must believe in him and our lives will be changed.
然后我们就要相信他，我们的生命就会被改变。
Oh, over and over in Acts, that is the outline of the sermons.
所以呢，在《使徒行传》中的讲章中，你就可以发现，这个就是他们的一个大纲、一个模式。
This is what the prophets promised.
这个主耶稣就是先知所应许的。
This is how Jesus fulfilled those prophecies.
主耶稣就是这样子来应验了、成就了这些预言的。
This is what you must believe, and your life will be transformed.
这是又是你所要相信的，然后你的生命就会被改变。So,
take time to read the sermons.
所以呢，就花时间来仔细的读这些讲章。Then,
slide 9.
所以我们下一张幻灯片。Probably
for most of us, this is the biggest question we have when we read the book of Acts.
对我们这些来读《使徒行传》的时候， 这个大概就是我们所遇到的最大的问题。In
Acts, they spoke in tongues.
在《使徒行传》里边，使徒他们都那个可以讲方言。Should
we speak in tongues?
我们是不是也应该讲方言？In
Acts, they did miracles.
在《使徒行传》里边，他们行了神迹。Should
we do miracles?
我们是不是应该也行神迹？
There have been groups of Christians who have said in Acts they sold everything and they had everything in common, communal life.
然后也有人就说，在《使徒行传》里边，这些人都把他们自己的财物卖了，然后过一种群体生活、共享生活。And
so there have been groups of Christians who have said in our church you sell everything and we all share together.
然后就有人说，在我们教会里，我们每个人都把自己的那个财物都卖了，然后我们就共同分享。
And so, to give you a tool for reading Acts, I want to talk a little bit about how we answer that.
然后为了能够给你一个阅读《使徒行传》的工具，然后我们看看我们来如何回答这些问题。
Because here's what I find very often happens.
看到经常发生的是什么呢?
Someone reads Acts chapter 2 and they say, ah, they spoke in tongues, so we will speak in tongues.
然后有人就说读使徒行传第二章说，哦，这些人都讲方言，所以我们应该也讲方言。
But that same person, when they come to Acts chapter 5,
但是读到这个同一个人，当他读到使徒行传第五章的时候，
and someone was killed for lying, they say, well, that doesn't apply today.
然后当看到有些人因为撒谎而死的时候，他们就说，哦，这个不会应用在今天。
Or I find other people who say, oh no, Acts chapter 2, we are not supposed to speak in tongues.
然后还有人就说到了，就说，哦，使徒行传第二章，我们不用说方言。
But then when it says how many were converted, they say, if we really have the Holy Spirit in our church, we will have conversions like that.
然后他们但是看到说有多少人这个信主悔改信主，他们就说，如果我们有这样的圣灵的能力，那我们应该也有这么多人在我们教会里。
I don't think we can find the answer just by saying, this is what I like.
然后我们不能说靠着我自己的喜好就说这个就是答案。
Or this is what my church manual says.
然后或者就说这个应该是我的教会应该做的，我们教会的清单上应该写的。
So let me give you a little bit of a tool for reading this.
所以呢，我们来读这些的时候，我给大家一个工具来帮助你来理解。
If you could remember, long ago, we looked at the book of Judges.
如果大家还记得，很早，已经有很长时间了，我们读那个士师记。
It was in 2020, but it seems like about 10 years ago.
虽然是今年2020年讲了，但是却好像发生在10年前。
And then I realized I haven't seen any of you since we were in Judges.
我就想起来了，我都自从我们讲完这个士师记，我真的是没有面对面见过你们其中的任何一位。
But when we looked at Judges, I told you that when you are reading a book of history in the Bible,
然后当我讲四世纪的时候，我给大家说，当你读圣经中的这个历史书卷的时候，
it usually does not give us commands.
通常这个历史书卷呢，不会给我们一个指令，不会给我们诫命。
Instead, it gives us examples.
它是给我们一个例子。
It tells us this is what they did, and then we look at the results of what they did.
然后他们就会告诉我们历史书卷说这是他们所行的，然后他们后来带来的结果是什么。
So in other words, of the words at the top of the page, it gives us description.
所以呢，就像第一个上面所写，它给我们的是描述，描绘发生了什么。
Description says this is what they did.
然后呢，描述描绘就是告诉我们说，这是他们所行的。Prescription
gives us commands.
但是这个指令呢，却是告诉我们这个诫命吩咐。And
here is the principle I gave you when we looked at Judges.
所以当我们读士师记的时候，这个如何读的这个原则在于。A
historical book is giving prescription only if it is commanded either there or somewhere else in Scripture.
然后呢，士师记里边所给的这个所谓的指令，只有是什么情况？只有说他在士师记里，或者在别的经文里边，他出现这个诫命或者吩咐，那才是指令，那才是。
I gave you a list of things that happen in the book of Acts.
我也给了一，就是下边就是一个清单，就是在使徒行传里所发生的事情。 Hello, it's not.
And I am asking you, is it a command, a prescription, or is it description?
然后我就问你说，它到底是描述呢，是描绘呢，还是指令？
Now, you may be hoping that I will go through and tell you which is which.
也许你希望我就是把这个里边的每一项都讲一下，告诉你这到底是描述还是指令。
I'm not going to do that.
我不会那样做。
That would be too easy.
那对你们来讲就太简单了。Instead,
what I want to encourage you to do,
我想要鼓励大家去做的是,
when you read, you see that every day they went to the temple.
你比如在前面讲到说每一天呢, 他们都到圣殿。
And so you ask,
所以你就问,
is that a command for us? Are we supposed to go to the church for worship every day?
那是一个指令吗? 那是一个诫命吗? 我们是不是应该每天都去教会?
So Acts tells us that they sold everything and had everything together.
使徒行传就告诉我们，他们把每样东西，信徒把每样东西都卖了， 然后呢, 他们就有一个共享生活。
And so again, is that something commanded? Does anywhere else in Scripture say we are commanded to do that? Or is that just telling us what happened at that time?
然后这个是说是对我们来讲, 这个是一个诫命吩咐吗? 还是说只是在那个时期所发生的事情?
If it is something that just happened at that time,
如果说只是在那个时代,那个时期所发生的事情,
we ask, why?
我们就会问说为什么在那个时候发生?
In this case, remember that Jewish converts were very often persecuted?
你们就会说为什么他们会共享有一个群体生活呢? 要记住在那个时候,犹太人的这个信主的人呢, 他们经常会面临逼迫。
Very often they were thrown out of their families, disowned by their families.
通常呢,他们的家庭就会把他们赶出去,不再认他们。
They might lose their job.
他们可能会丢掉他们的工作。
And so this kind of communal life gave a way to care for those who were being persecuted.
所以呢,就是这样子一个群体生活可以来照顾那些被逼迫的,就是没有生活来源的人。
Then on the slide I said, what about tongues?
然后我在里面也讲到,刚才如果你还能记得那个幻灯片,里面有方言。
Is it commanded somewhere else, or is it just an example in Acts?
他说在,是不是在别的经文的地方有这样的一个诫命, 就是命令我们要说方言, 还是说这只是发生在使徒行传里的?
If it's not commanded,
如果它不是一个诫命,不是一个吩咐,
what was its purpose?
那这个方言的目的在于什么呢?
And when we read Acts, we find that it was a testimony to the truth of this shocking new message, Jesus is Messiah.
然后,之所以有这个方言,就是一个很令人震惊的一个新的这个大好的消息, 就是耶稣就是这个弥赛亚, 是为了宣扬这个信息。
Then we look and we see that they were evangelizing and sharing the gospel everywhere.
他们就是有这个宣教主义,他们就是到不同的地方去宣教。
And then again we can ask, is that commanded?
我们就会问说,那这个是不是一个吩咐,一个命令呢?
And then the last one I put on the list was the work of the Holy Spirit active in the church.
然后在最后一条我看到就是圣灵在教会中这个活泼有效的工作。
Now, if you go back through this list,
如果你就是说,重新来看我刚才那个清单,
we will see, for instance, that evangelism is commanded over and over in the New Testament.
如果我们就会发现呢,在新约里边就是要去宣教,传教, 在新约的不同的地方在不断地被重复强调。
Over and over in the New Testament, we are promised that the Holy Spirit will be active in the church.
然后不断的就是有一个应许,就是说圣灵会在教会里边会是活活有效的来工作。
We are not commanded somewhere else in the New Testament that everyone should sell everything and all have it together.
但是在新约圣经别的地方没有就是命令说你要每个人都应该把他的财物卖了,然后过着在一起生活。
And so that is why I say that is description, not prescription, not
所以,
command.
我就讲到说那个共享生活呢,它是描述而不是指令。
Now, for a long time when I taught Acts, I stopped there.
很长时间,当我讲使徒行传的时候,讲到那儿我就停了。
Ask, is it prescription or description?
然后,can you repeat that again?
Ask, is it prescription or description?
所以你自己问自己, 那到底是一个描述呢, 还是一个指令?
But later I have found, I think there is one more step.
然后之后呢，我就发现说可能还有一步我没做。
And that is what speaks Acts to us today.
然后使徒行传对我们到底说了什么呢？
And that is what principle is being taught even in the sections of description.
就算在这种描述性的事件中，这种记述当中，到底它有什么样的功课是要我们学习的呢？
So let me give you one example.
我给大家一个例子。
It says they sold everything and had everything in common.
然后就是说他们信的人都都在一处，他们其中卖了田产家业，凡物公用。
I find nowhere in the New Testament that it tells us that that is a command.
在新约我没有发现任何别的地方告诉你说那个是那个是其实是一个命令诫命。
I think they did it because of the troubles in the church and the persecution.
我觉得他们这样的行呢，是因为教就是逼迫和一些教会里的就是麻烦，他们所面临的麻烦。
But then if I ask, why did they do it?
然后但是他们没有说没有说他们为什么要那样做。
I find a principle for the church.
我就是发现了一个就是对教会的一个原则。
The principle is this.
这个原则就是
The church is one body.
教会呢是一体，是一个身体。
And we are to care for one another.
我们要就是要彼此就是照顾。
How we do that will be different now than it was then.
我们如何看顾彼此，那个时代如何看顾彼此，跟现在如何看顾彼此是不是有不同的？
But the principle is still true today.
但是呢，那个原则今天还是同样的。
So for instance,
比如说
I don't think Palm Beach Chinese Chapel would be wise for all of our members to sell their everything and put it all in one pot and we all live together.
我并不觉得说，如果说我们教会的会员每个人都把自己的财产都卖了，然后把这些钱呢都放在一处，这样子是一个很有智慧的决定。
And I find nowhere in the Bible that it gives that command.
我也没有在圣经中任何别的地方有看到这样的诫命。
But the principle that we are a body that cares for one another.
但是呢，这个原则是在于是我们是一个身体，我们要彼此照顾。
We do find that throughout scripture.
那个原则呢，在所有的圣经中都是贯穿的。
And so we look at Acts.
所以我们就看使徒行传。
And we say in 35 AD,
然后我们就看到在公元35年
the way to fulfill the command to be the body that cares for one another was to sell everything and have it in common.
就是那个时候的就是为了照顾彼此照顾教会这个肢体的原则又应用这个原则就是把东西都卖了大家都在一处有一个共享生活那是他们行出来的方式。
35 AD, if a Christian was suffering, the answer was not, well, that's your problem, we're just the church, you go talk to the Roman government for help.
在那个时代不是说公元35年说假如说有一个基督徒他在受苦我们不是告诉他说哦那是你的问题我们是教会你去跟那个罗马官长去讲吧。
And so,
所以呢
2020,
所以在公元2020年
we don't sell everything and have in common.
我们不是说把自己的东西都卖了然后呢就过一个社区生活共享生活
But the principle of caring for one another in the body is still true.
但是呢这个照看在主里的家人呢这样的原则仍然是真实的是要应用在我们的生命中的。
And so when our brothers and sisters in Christ are hurting, we don't just say, well, that's not our problem. We're just the church. You go talk to Washington, D.C.
所以我们不是说有弟兄姐妹他们在受苦，我们就说，哦，那是你的问题，我们只是教会，你自己去华盛顿 D.C. 去解决你的问题吧，找总统解决你的问题。
We care for one another's needs. And we get that picture in Acts.
我们就是照顾彼此的需要，然后我们从这个我们从使徒行传里边能看到这个。
Now, jump to the end of Acts chapter 2.
然后到使徒行传结束第二章结束的时候。
And let me bring this all together.
让我把这些都放在一起。
Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传。
Starting at verse 42.
使徒行传第二章四十二节。使徒行传第二章。都恒心遵守使徒的教训。彼此交接。拨饼祈祷。然后呢众人都惧怕。
Many wonders and signs were done through the apostles.
使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
All who believed were together and had all things in common.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用。
They were selling their possessions and belongings and distributing the proceeds to all as any had need.
并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Day by day attending the temple together, breaking bread in their homes.
他们天天同心合意，恒切的在殿里，切在家中拨饼。
They received their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God, having favor with all the people.
存着欢喜诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。
And the Lord added to their number, day by day, those who were being saved.
主将得救的人天天加给他们。
This gives us a picture of life in the early church.
所以这就是给了我们一个初期教会生活的一个图像。
What was important to them?
对他们来讲，什么是重要的？
Listening to the teaching of the apostles of Scripture.
就是去聆听，然后遵守使徒的教训。
Having fellowship.
然后呢，彼此有团契。
One accord doesn't mean they agreed on everything.
然后呢，他们同心并不是说每件事情他们的想法都一样，他们都同意每件事情。
But on the core of who we are as believers, they were united.
但是呢，在他们的这个最核心的部分，他们所相信的，他们是联合的。
They cared for one another's needs.
他们就是照料彼此的需要。
They were praising God. They were people of joy and praise.
然后他们就在赞美神，他们是充满喜乐的这样一群人。
And they were people of evangelism.
他们也是这样一个去宣教、去传的、到处去宣教的人群。
All of these continue to today.
然后呢，所有这一切呢，一直持续到今天。
Now we are out of time, but I don't want to skip over one question that I'm sure someone will have.
然后呢，我们快没时间了，但是我不想跳过我们所有的其中的一个问题。
What about tongues?
那方言到底是怎么回事呢？
Let me try just in 1 minute to fit that into what I've said.
然后我就赶快来把这个讲，就是来讲这个问题。
We don't have anywhere a command.
然后我们其实找不到任何的就是这样一个吩咐诫命说你要说方言。
In Acts 2 they are speaking, the people are hearing in the language of their country.
然后呢在使徒行传第二章呢是讲到方言，他们所说的是所来的从别国来的人当地的那个家乡话，就是说当地的乡谈。
And so if what I have said aboutDescription and prescription is true.
如果我刚才所讲的这个描述跟指令是对的，是正确的话，
then you should ask. can't ask. So what was the purpose?
所以你应该问的问题，就是说，那说方言的目的是什么呢？
And Paul tells us in Corinthians that the purpose was a testimony to those who did not believe.
然后保罗在哥林多书里面讲到，这个是对不信主的人的一个见证。
Now if I move that to today.
如果我把这个，换到今天的场景。
The principle to me is this.
对我来讲，这个原则就是。
People looking on us as Christians.
人们看我们是基督徒。
Should see something of the Holy Spirit's power at work in our lives.
他们应该是看到圣灵在我们身上的工作。
If my unbelieving neighbor.
如果我那个不信主的邻居。
Sees nothing of the Spirit's work in my life.
没有看到圣灵在我身上的任何工作。
Something is wrong.
那就是说有些东西不对头了。
When I look at the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians.
如果我看到就是说加拉太书所描绘的这个圣灵的果子。
Unbelievers around me should be seeing that in my life.
那个我周围不信主的人应该能够在我身上看到圣灵的果子。
And that will open the door for me to share with them why I have joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, all those fruits.
然后这样就可以打开一扇门，让我可以跟我不信主的邻居去分享说我为什么有喜乐、和平和这种仁爱呢？
Unfortunately,
但是不幸的是
I am afraid that in many Christian people,
很多基督徒
there are no signs of what Acts describes as a changed life that shows the power of the Spirit working.
但是他们的生命中却没有说圣灵在他们身上工作所结出来的果子的任何的表现。
There is nothing that causes people to say,Your life is different. Why?
他们没有说他们的生命没有任何表现让人们看到说你的生命是不同的，为什么会不同？
And Acts shows that if we are truly living in the power of the Holy Spirit, it will show up.
然后使徒行传就让我们显示，如果你真的是在造的圣靠的圣灵的能力来生活，那你的生命一定会表现出来。Yeah. 我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
We've had some technical problems, but I pray that the message will come through.
我们是有一些技术上的难问题，但是求你让这个信息能够传达出去。
Help us to see that in Acts, you are showing us that your Spirit.Will be at work in our lives and in our church.
然后从帮助我们从使徒行传能看到你的大圣灵的大能会在我们的教会在我们的生命中来做工。
Don't let us be satisfied just with going to service and listening to sermons and singing songs.
让我们不是就满足于就是去教会然后唱赞美诗然后听讲道。
But help us to live in a way that every day our life shows your spirit.
让我们能够活一个生命能活出来，每一天我们的生命都能展现你的大能。
That the world around us will see your spirit at work in us.
能让周围的世界看到是你的圣灵在我们的生命中工作。
And they will be drawn to you.
然后他们会被你吸引。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。